radio.
Here we go. Let's go. Yo, yo. Here we go. Let's go.
RuneScape Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of RuneScape Radio. Today is Monday, October the 9th. I'm your host, Gimgak, and my co-host, Dark Sage, would be here, but he was not able to make it. So, he'll be here next week. Okay, before we get started, I want to give you a little bit of background info on me. My RuneScape name is Gimgak. I'm a level 70 member. I'm mainly a warrior, but I like to mage in range sometimes. I'm still working on those skills. And I made this podcast because I like listening to podcasts while I play RuneScape. It makes it a lot less boring, and I wanted to make another one available for you guys to listen to. Okay, on to the show stuff. Today we've got a lot of stuff planned. First, we've got the updates and some tech news to go over. Then I have a money-making guide for level 60s through 70s. And I've got a town guide for Catherby, and there's the monster of the week. So let's get started.
You are listening to RuneScape Radio.
Okay, time for the updates and tech news part of the show. This is the part of the show where I go over any updates made in the past week and any tech news that I may think you will find interesting. The first update is the behind the scenes article for October. And the first thing they talk about coming out in October is the new Halloween event for this year. And it looks like it's going to involve taking out some ghosts, Ghostbuster style, because Diango, to start getting Christmas toys ready, he imports some haunted forest wood from around Draenor Manor, and there's something bad happens with ghosts, and it looks like you have to get rid of them somehow, and it says you'll get a spooky reward, so look forward to that. And then, finally, the first update made for player-owned housing is the costume room, which will let you build magic wardrobes and treasure chests to store all your quest items, I think, and random event items in. That could come in real handy, because I hate storing all those crappy prince outfits and stuff that you get from annoying random events, but they're still fun to keep. And the next update being made in October is they're going to add some capes of achievement, and I'm really going to like these, even though I don't have the requirements for them. But anybody who has a level 99 in a skill or has completed all of the quests will get a special cape that will basically say that they've accomplished that, and it will have a picture on it. It talks about having an animated picture on it. It'll probably have to do with the thing. So if you have like 99 wood cutting, it could possibly show an axe, like chopping a tree, maybe. I don't know. That's what I was thinking about. And then it says it'll be animated and it'll be trimmed and it'll look really good on you, no matter what. So that's cool. I need to get one of my skills up to 99. And then it talks about Elemental Workshop Part 2, which I'll be going over in a second. And then they already updated what demons, giants, and dragons look like, and now they are going to update what bears, rats, and bats look like. So that's going to be cool, because I really liked the new graphics for the other monsters. And then it talks about some weird troll quests they're coming out with something named My Arm, and it has to do with farming and trying to find the fabled gout weed. I guess that's going to be a new quest. And then they're going to update the area guides and new post bag coming out this month, and they're going to have the artwork gallery. Okay, that's one of the updates. The other update for this month is Elemental Workshop 2, which I mentioned a second ago. And I just did this quest earlier today, and it's pretty easy, just like the first one. So if you're thinking about doing it, you might as well go ahead and do it now. And all it is you're turning a bunch of levers and stuff. It doesn't even require much items. The only items you need is like a pickaxe, a hammer, a battered key from the first quest, and two elemental bars, which are not that hard to make. And you start the quest at the dig site exam center by searching the bookshelves, and you get a book that you read, and then it starts you out on the quest. And you probably want to bring some teleport runes there, because you get the book and then the rest of the time you'll be in Sears at the workshop. And after you do it, you are able to make the mine helm and the mine shield, which give you the mine helm. The elemental mine helm gives you +6 magic defense, and the mine shield gives you +9 magic defense. So that's a bit better than the plain elemental equipment. It also gives you 1 quest point when you finish it, and 7500 smithing and 7500 crafting. Okay, that's all the RuneScape updates for this week. So now we're gonna go. There's some tech news updates to go over. The first one is the Wii is coming out November 19th. That's 3 days after my birthday. I'll probably plan on getting one, but I'll probably wait till it goes down a little bit in price. And some of the games coming out with it are Zelda Twilight Princess, which is supposed to be pretty good. Super Mario Galaxy, which I haven't seen much of, but it looks like it's taking Mario to a new level. It has like much better graphics. It's like awesome graphics, and Mario's gonna be like in space. And then Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, which I haven't heard anything on yet. And another piece of news Nintendo related is, in Europe, Opera came out with a browser for the Nintendo DS, a web browser. And it lets you access sites on your DS, which is really handy, like through the Wi-Fi system. And I've been waiting for something like this to come out for a long time. Now DS is totally going to like own the PSP, because you can search the web on it. But it's only available in Europe right now, so I hope it comes out in the US and in Canada and all those other places, because I can't wait to get it. I think it costs like 30 euros in Europe right now, and it'll cost like 50 bucks in the US if it comes out, but I don't know if it will. Okay, that's all the updates in tech news. Let's get on with the rest of the show. Okay, today I will be going over some money-making strategies for level 60s, 70s, lower 80s, around that area. Because somebody in the review section on iTunes for my podcast, they posted that they wanted a guide for level 70 to 75s, but I'm just going to stretch it out to that general area, because it works for pretty much all those levels. So here's your guide, anonymous person, even though it's probably not that good. But let's see, first there's flax picking, which is easy for any member to do. All you do, you go in Sears and you pick the flax fields. You just pick flax, and then you can spin it if you want. And then those sell for, let's see, strung bows sell for about 500 each, no, 1,000 each. And normal flax by itself sells for about 500 each, which is really good. And also, you don't just have to pick it in Sears. Another good place to pick flax is in the Gnome Stronghold, there's like a couple of things of flax right next to the bank, and I usually pick it over there and then just sell it as is for 500 each. So that's pretty fast making money. It doesn't give you any training experience or anything, but it's, unless you spin them, but it's still okay for making money. And then there's also, if you have 75 wood cutting, because that's all you do, you can chop magics, and they sell for about 1k each, which is pretty good, although they take forever to chop. That's like all my friend Dark Sage does, is chop magics. But now he has 99 wood cutting, so I guess he'll get one of those capes when it comes out. But yeah, those sell for 1,000 each. Not the fastest way, but still they sell for a lot. Then there's fishing, which I just recently started doing. It's really fun and easy and fun to fish, and they sell for a lot, cooked or raw. You can sell lobsters for 200 to 300 each raw, sharks 900 to 1,000 each, sorties are 250 to 300 each, so those are all pretty good amounts, and it doesn't take you that long to catch them if you have an okay fishing level. Then another way to make money is, I don't know, selling steel bars is decent because they sell for 500 to 600 each. And if you don't sell the steel bars, if you get a bunch of coal, if you get a bunch of iron and then mine a bunch of coal to start with, then you can make some steel bars. And then you sell the steel bars for money, and then with the money you make, you can go buy more coal, and hopefully you have a large stockpile of iron, and then you just keep making steel bars, and it's like a continuous cycle of money. That worked pretty well for me for a while, but it's not very fast, and it takes a long time for it to get to a good amount of money. That's basically all the ideas for making money that I have. They're all just ones that involve bounty level 50 to 60... of your whatever skill you're using, whether it's fishing or smithing. But they're pretty handy. I guess you could also do some fletching stuff, because U-bows sell for decent amounts. And you can also... Okay, on with the show.
Oh my gosh, it's RuneScape Radio.
Imagine yourself at a beach. The waves rolling in, the smell of salt in the air, ships rocking up and down in the harbor, friendly fishermen talking to each other as they do their daily business, and a large icy mountain rising to the back of you. If you can imagine this place right, then you're imagining Catherby, the cool, hot, one of my favorite beach towns in RuneScape, port towns. Catherby is a small town south of Sears. It's got a large beach area where there's tons of fishing areas. It's probably like the second most popular fishing area in the game besides the fishing guild, but that's where I always fish. It also has a dock where there's a charter boat, which I have never used before, and the boat that you used for the Merlin's Quick Crystal quest to get to that one tower. And all the things, it's pretty small. There's a bank in it, that's why it's a good fishing place. The bank's pretty close to the fishing spots. There's a candle shop in it, a fool patch in the back of it, pretty near to a bank. That's the patch I usually use. Right next to the fool patch, there's a gardening shop. There is a range right next to the bank, good for cooking fish with. An archery shop is there, and there is a fishing shop. There's also a fruit tree patch on the east side of the bank. And then off the coast is the island where the water obelisk is. And on that island, there is an agility shortcut, a grapple shortcut, to get to the other side. But and to do that, you need 22 strength, 39 ranged, and 36 agility. So Catherby is a good town for farming because it has a couple patches in it that are near banks, and also it is a good fishing place, so if you ever need to go fishing, go there. And everybody there is usually friendly, unless, no, most of the time they're friendly. So go to Catherby today.
I am not a robot.
Okay, it is time for the monster of the week. Drum roll, please. That was probably loud. Okay. This week's monster of the week is the undead cow. Yay! The undead cow is a level 2 monster. You can find it in the ghost farm east of the haunted woods in Mauritania. It only has 9 hit points. It drops bones, rotten beef, and a cowhide every time you kill one. And every time you examine it, it says it's an undead cow. And it's kind of weird because it's like a green cow with bones. It's undead. Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and go on to the next section from here since this is kind of short. But this is the part of the show I would usually do questions, and you can questions, rants, discuss fan stuff here, but since this is the first episode, there's nothing to discuss because nobody sent in anything. So I guess I'll just talk about this. Okay. I want you guys, yes, you, to send in any rants, stories from funny times in, or whatever, dangerous times in RuneScape, or questions, any question to me or my co-host that you don't know yet. Send in questions, rants, stories, anything you want. It could be a voicemail, even. We play it on here. And we'll discuss, we'll play it on here if it's a voicemail, and then discuss it if it's a question, rant, or whatever. And we'll read it on here. So send in stuff, and I'll tell you where to send it right now. So you send it to RS. The email is rs.radio@hotmail.com. That's rs.radio@hotmail.com. Yeah. And you can also contact me in game as Gimgak. That's GIMGAK, Gimgak. So, yeah. I guess this episode is not that long at all. It's probably only going to be about 20 minutes. Probably gonna be less than 20 minutes. But I just got this episode because I need to get something out for you guys to listen to. And it's not very long because y'all haven't sent any questions yet, and Dark Sage wasn't here. So next week, I will have Dark Sage here. He will send in your questions, and we'll have a fun 30-minute at least episode. Okay, thank you for listening. Gimgak out. Thank you.
Yay, I get to be a singer. Go me, woot woot.